That's Yusuf Lateef opening his own composition, Minor Mood, from his 1957 album, Other Sounds. Lateef is on tenor sax, flute, and argo, a traditional Arabic woodwind instrument. Wilbur Hardin on flugelhorn, we just heard a little bit from him, and Hugh Lawson on piano, Ernie Farrow on bass, and Oliver Jackson on drums. Yusuf Lateef was a multi-instrumentalist, composer, bandleader, author, and educator, and began his career in jazz in Detroit, performing as a young artist with some of the local greats. In 1950, when he began his studies in composition and flute at Wayne State University, he converted to Islam and became a prominent member of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. He died in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts on December the 23rd, 2013. He was 93 years old. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. And we return to that nasty little happening out there in Nevada on May the 14th, known as the Nevada Democratic State Convention. The Democratic Party has not yet officially reacted to widespread charges that its chaotic May 14th state convention in Las Vegas was rigged to produce a delegate victory for Hillary Clinton. But the party's silence is only serving to stoke an avalanche of protest, especially among Bernie Sanders supporters, who have ramped up their campaign, calling attention to myriad ways in which party bosses have been sabotaging Sanders' candidacy, especially as it relates to this matter of delegates. Yesterday, I shared with you some sound from the convention that ended abruptly after the party chair, Roberta Lang, decided to essentially run matters the way she wanted to, and then shut it down, with even the police being called in to maintain order. And after a major upheaval within the convention itself, from people not only supporters of Bernie Sanders who had demanded a recount, but were just outraged. Other people who were outraged at the complete abrogation of democratic principles and order in this so-called Democratic Convention that yielded a bumper crop of delegates for Hillary Clinton, so that technically Hillary Clinton carried the delegate count in the state of Nevada. The Bernie Sanders contingent and others felt that this was just outrageous. It was a chaotic scene, and it was total mayhem, and it was so patently clear that none of the rules were being obeyed, and the party people, the Democratic officials who were there to conduct party business — this, after all, was party business — they were to report to the state convention in order to vote as delegates for the nominee of the party. And then all hell broke loose, as we heard yesterday. I thought I would follow this up, because sometimes people think you're making things up, or they just don't see that it's such a big deal. But it is a big deal. And what is a big deal is that this was a hijacking of a process. This was just so wrong. This was just so undemocratic, so patently unfair and illegal. Just plain illegal. And the fact that it happened so openly, even under the direct gaze of witnesses and rolling cameras and tape recorders and whatnot, and we haven't heard anything about it. But it did raise within the party structure itself a nagging question among Democrats, in particular those who are favoring Sanders, about what this whole process, all these primaries, if this happened in Nevada, they're saying this happened elsewhere across the country in the primaries that have been held so far and the caucuses and conventions that have been held, that they had reason and they've been, you know, raising this question about the legitimacy of the outcomes of these delegate counts. And this now in Las Vegas was so blatant. It was so, I mean, in your face that there were many people there who were just aghast at this whole thing. So I want to share with you two different analyses, just because I was not there, but I have been coursing through accounts of what happened there. And to some degree, you have to place a credence in the direct accounting of people who were there and witnessed it, and people who saw what happened. Here is a Democrat. He's a party person. He's a congressional candidate. His name is Dan Roll. He's running for Congress as a Democrat in District 4 in Nevada. And he went to the convention, presumably as a delegate who was to cast a vote. It's all the more significant because we're not hearing anything about it. Here's Dan Roll,
a congressional candidate in District 4 for the state of Nevada. It's very important that we talk about what happened yesterday at the Nevada State Democratic Party Convention. Now, there's a ton of social media, and it's difficult to get everyone's head wrapped around what happened, and it looks very interesting when you look at it on social media, and there was certainly a lot of chaos yesterday. But everyone's talking about what happened. We need to talk about why it happened. So I'm going to give you my very best summary as quickly as I can. And I've included on this thread all the relevant links for you to be able to take a look for yourself and educate yourself about what happened. The reality is, this has been brewing for several weeks. Basically, what happened is the executive board of the Nevada Democratic Party met and voted on a set of rules that allowed the state party chair, Roberta Lang, to essentially have complete control over the convention. It removed our ability to take motions from the floor. It removed our ability and gave her almost exclusive control over who was selected to run the board, which chose the eligibility of delegates. And it basically, as you saw in many videos, gave her complete control over the entire convention. Now, the whole point of this convention is you get everyone together. You do a count of the delegates for Sanders and a count of the delegates for Clinton. And, you know, you award the national delegates proportionally in that accordance. So, you know, essentially there was a petition that was filed several weeks ago, started by Angie. I have the link for the change.org petition. And basically it was challenging a lot of the rules that were set in place for the convention. We put Roberta in charge of the state convention without a vote. We gave her the power to appoint every officer who enforces the rules. We gave her the power to appoint every member of the committee who counted the vote and decided the delegates. And then we gave her the power to decide who gets to speak, who gets to motion. She also put in a place of rules that already existed, which basically said anyone who disrupts the convention can be removed. So, you know, that part alone was really scary to a lot of people. So that group got that petition. They filed a lawsuit in court. Unfortunately, that lawsuit was dismissed on the grounds of essentially, you know, the state government didn't feel it should be involved in party politics. And so, unfortunately, what that means for you and I is that a few members on an executive board can decide exactly what happens in the Democratic Party by squeezing out voices and, as I'll explain later, by literally throwing out votes. So, flash forward That same group decided to get together a group of petitions to challenge these rules. So basically what happens is the convention starts out with temporary rules, right? Temporary rules. Then the body votes on those rules to enact those rules as the permanent rules. Well, the group that started the change.org petition got together and they decided to basically petition that set of rules and enact at the very base a set of rules called Roberts Rules, which you should look up. And in order to do that, they had the legal ability to do that. In order to do that, they needed to get a certain number, I believe it was 20% of the delegates attending had to sign a petition. So they circulated a number of petitions. And it's my understanding that they had the requisite number of signatures to challenge those rules, which is then why you saw the first outrage of the day, which was when Roberta unanimously decided to enact her rules of the convention without – you know, essentially having the vote. Now, the reality is, and why this is important, is because of the way the delegates were proportionally separated, not enough people were there, in theory, to actually enact the new rules, which is why it's even more outrageous that Roberta shut it down. Because if she had simply allowed the teams that were there to speak and have their voice, so much of this wouldn't have happened, because when it finally got to that vote, it's very possible, but you don't know because, you know, she shut it down. It's possible that that vote might not have even happened. And so all of the chaos that she caused may not have even happened. So anyways, so she enacted that. That was a big mess. There was a ton of screaming, a lot of protesting at that point. And then we enacted those rules. So then, you know, Senator Nina Turner came up, had some very good reconciling words, got us all kind of on the same page, and we moved into electing state-level board seats, some chair seats, delegates to the National Convention. And when everything got brought back together at the end of the night, what happened was we counted the total number of delegates. And, you know, I'm looking to have that exact number for you, and we'll make sure that we post that. But essentially, Hillary Clinton's team had, depending on whose count you heard, between 20 and 30 more delegate votes. So she won by 20 or 30 more people. Now, why is that relevant? Well, because that same board that we talked about earlier ejected 64 people. They ejected 64 people. The majority of those people were Bernie Sanders supporters. So in theory, had even a percentage of those people been allowed to cast their delegate vote, then Sanders could have theoretically won the convention. Now, I was there, and I will tell you, some of the people who got rejected were rejected for completely legitimate reasons. But I do, you know, we can post another video for you. I do believe that there was some shenanigans in deciding who was and was not elected and elected to be the delegate or allowed to be the delegate. So, you know, when you look at the core of it, a lot of why people are upset is because the Clinton team won by between 20 and 30 votes. And there was an additional 60, probably more people that could have voted. Additionally, some people were not even allowed to come into the convention because they didn't get there on time. Now, the reason they didn't get there on time is because the parking was full and the Paris Hotel didn't put up any signs to indicate that the parking was full. And so you had people that were driving around literally for an hour to find a parking spot. And yeah, that's on them. They should have gotten there on time. But I think the whole core of the democratic process is we should be more inclusive and not so restrictive. And, you know, that's kind of the core of what I think about democracy. And I get there have to be rules, but read the documents and decide for yourself. So then flash forward, you know, what essentially happened is we cast the official number of delegate votes. Hillary Clinton won the convention by a small margin of voters, and the Sanders team demanded a recount. Now, prior to that, we had an opportunity. Now, remember, we couldn't call any motions to the floor. So prior to that, we had an opportunity to basically pass the platform of the party. And at that time, because we were not allowed to take motions to the floor, we were given the chance to speak up and talk about that platform. I took that opportunity to make a motion to call for the removal of Roberta Lang. I will continue to call for Roberta Lang to step down as chair of the Democratic State Party because I think she demonstrated complete incompetence in her role. Unfortunately, as I was making that motion, my microphone was cut, which is now the second time the state Democratic Party has cut our microphone at an important moment. So I had an active, legitimate, in my opinion, motion based on what we could do that was cut off. Now, a lot of scholars will say that that was not allowed, it wasn't legitimate, but I think here's the point. You had 3,000 people in the room, the majority of which at that time were pretty dissatisfied with Roberta. And, you know, I think that my actions speak for themselves, her actions speak for themselves. I'll let you decide, and I'll let history decide who is in the right on that one. So again, this all wraps up on an attempted recount. There was an attempt to make a motion to recount the delegates. Roberta used her absolute authority to pass that motion, and then she passed a couple of other motions about seating the pledged delegates, and then she called the convention to an end. Now, what a lot of people are not talking about is the fact that apparently the security team at the hotel was essentially saying, "You guys need to be out. We can't have this anymore. This is too out of control. You need to be out by 10 o'clock." What a lot of the footage doesn't show you is kind of how that team was shuffled off the stage. And I know you've probably seen the photograph of Metro standing in front of that board. And I have to say, it's extremely disappointing. And it didn't have to happen. There's no reason for that. All that board had to do was take a minute and listen and bring those people into the discussion. But I think we're not talking about Hillary versus Bernie anymore. We're way beyond that. Because the fact of the matter is, if Hillary legitimately had more people there, Hillary legitimately wins. Okay, I get that. I think most people understand that. That is not what we're talking about. We are talking about a state party and a national party that are willing to usurp fairness in order to have their way. And that's too bad. And again, I'm gonna close my video by saying that all of what I've said is my interpretation based on the information I'm posting here for you to understand. I hope you take a chance to read it, and have a great day. Thanks.
That was Dan Rawl, a congressional candidate for District 4 in Nevada, who recorded his impression of what happened and his direct experience with what happened at the Nevada convention of the state Democratic Party. And he says what it was a hijacking of the process. But we haven't seen any discussion of this. We haven't heard any discussion of this. And we haven't heard that there is a huge problem within the ranks of the Democratic Party, especially those people from Nevada, about how this thing turned out that gave Hillary Clinton the state of Nevada, the delegate count in Nevada, despite the fact that she was outnumbered. Her supporters were outnumbered by Bernie Sanders, who did not get the votes that he should have gotten, and despite the fact that people within the party itself had raised these questions. But as we heard yesterday, the chair of the party that he referred to, Roberta Lang, decided to just take this whole thing over and ran the show and passed a bunch of motions, seconded her own motions, did not wait for the vote, but declared Hillary Clinton essentially the winner of the delegate count. Okay. Well, you say, well, that's one person's view. Here's another view. This is from Debbie Lusignan, who describes herself. She does a vlog. She's a vlogger, progressive vlogger and commentator on YouTube. She describes herself as a longtime liberal activist, and her moniker is Sane Progressive. She's the Sane Progressive. And she filed this report as her own assessment of what happened in Nevada. Here she is, the Sane Progressive.
I'd like to show you a photo. to show you what democracy looks like in 2016 in the United States of America in Nevada. These are police officers who were called in by the Democratic Party chair, Roberta Lange, in Nevada, because Bernie Sanders supporters had the audacity to try to have a voice and practice democracy in Nevada in 2016. I don't know if you've seen the video and the photographs out of the convention in Nevada, but I was enormously sad reviewing these videos, reviewing these photos, and reviewing the stories that came out of Nevada from this past Saturday. I will give you the links and the video evidence and the photographs in the video description below. It is a long and complicated story, precisely how the day unfolded, how Roberta Lange and the Democratic establishment operatives cheated Bernie Sanders of delegates that he was entitled to. By rule change and delegate suppression, the Democratic Party establishment in Nevada was able to change Bernie Sanders winning 19-16 in delegate counts and flip that to Hillary Clinton to 20-15. And they did it by holding votes while Bernie Sanders supporters were still in line registering. They did it by going through with motions and rule changes that did not meet the majority vote to be enacted. They did it by denying Bernie Sanders supporters the opportunity to put forth challenges and motions and have a voice. It really was a travesty. And the Democratic Party establishment, in conducting these actions, and this is not just in Nevada, we've seen problems with absentee ballot stuffing and caucus rigging across the primaries, across the United States. The party is acting in a way that is going to ensure its own destruction. And the disrespect and the hubris of the party establishment in the way they are treating Bernie Sanders and Bernie Sanders supporters is going to ensure that the Democratic Party falls. They are so myopically looking to install Hillary Clinton for the benefit of their corporate donors, for the benefit of the military-industrial profiteer donors into the presidency, that they are going to sacrifice the entire party to ensure that they stay in the good favor of those who buy their campaigns. That is what is happening right now. Hillary Clinton was the preordained, predetermined pick of the corporations that now own the Democratic Party before this election ever began. And there was never supposed to be a challenge from Bernie Sanders. And you see the Democratic Party forced into the absurd and crazy position of advocating for a general election nominee who is under criminal investigation by the FBI on two fronts moving into a general election. And the Democratic Party establishment is so sold out, so corrupt, that they will jeopardize the Democratic constituents' chances of having a true representative to compete against Donald Trump, that they are trying to force a candidate who could face criminal indictment on any given day in a general election. That is how crazy and absurd this election has become. And, you know, I was watching the events unfold on Saturday, and I was absolutely aghast when Barbara Boxer took to the floor to finger wag, to lecture, and to condescend to Bernie Sanders supporters and delegates who were on the floor protesting the open rigging of this caucus, the stealing of Bernie Sanders delegates by the Democratic Party chair. And Barbara Boxer inserts herself into it and gives Bernie Sanders supporters a lecture. Let me read to you the comments from Barbara Boxer, because they so demonstrate the hubris and the arrogance and the disrespect that the Democratic Party holds for any U.S. citizen who dares not give up their power to these corrupt party establishment politicians. She took to the floor and Bernie Sanders supporters booed her. Of course they booed her. They're in the middle of having the caucus rigged before their very eyes, and Barbara Boxer is going to give them a lecture about how wonderful Hillary Clinton is as she's thieving the nomination through her operatives before their very eyes. The Nevada supporters are booing Barbara Boxer. Bravo to you. Bravo. Boo her off the stage. And this is what she has the arrogance to say. We need civility in the Democratic Party. Civility. She goes on to say, when you're booing me, you're booing Bernie Sanders. No, Barbara Boxer, they're booing you. They're booing the corrupt Democratic Party, the corrupt Democratic establishment, and Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party chair in Nevada who is cheating the election. She goes on to say, I know, you know something, I grew up in Brooklyn. I'm not afraid of bullies. Bullies? You are accusing the protesters, Bernie Sanders supporters who are protesting your thuggery, your bullying, your cheating and committing fraud in the election. You guys are bullying the people, stealing this election, and then you're accusing them when they boo you to stand up and fight back that they're the ones who are bullies. You have it backwards, Barbara Boxer. You're the bully. Hillary Clinton's the bully. The Democratic establishment who are cheating and committing fraud are the bully. I'm for Hillary Clinton because she's for all of us. No, she's not, Barbara Boxer. Hillary Clinton is an operative of the corporate donors for which she serves and who are buying her campaign by the millions, $23 million in private speeches and bribes to ensure that they had influence when she became the Democratic presidential nominee and took that. They were hoping she'd take the White House, millions of dollars in donations from these corporations into to the Clinton Foundation. Millions of dollars directly into her campaign. Hillary Clinton is not for us. She's for those entities that have bought her. It's pay-to-play politics, and we know it. So let's stop playing this absurd game of pretend. We're not playing along anymore. And then she says, so keep yourselves booing and boo yourself out of the election. No, we're not being booed out of the election. What a stupid five-year-old thing to say. You're cheating this election. You're committing fraud in this election. You're getting booed because fraud is being committed before our very eyes. We're not being booed out of the election. We are being thieved and cheated out of the election. And then she goes on to say, we had our Nevada caucus and Hillary Clinton won. No, she didn't, Barbara Boxer. Hillary Clinton cheated with the aid of Harry Reid, who, like something out of a mafia movie, calls in favors from casino bosses and tells them to let their people go, give them paid days off, so they can stream in and caucus for Hillary. And we have the video evidence of these workers streaming in to go participate in the caucus when they aren't even registered to do so and their votes never should have been counted in the first place. We have that on videotape. The whole thing was a fraud. You got Harry Reid rigging it with casino bosses, and you're going to tell us that Hillary Clinton won. No, Hillary Clinton is not winning. Hillary Clinton has been committing fraud through voter suppression, voter roll purging, election machine flipping, as we see the official results not match the exit poll results outside of the margin of error in the majority of states. We see Hillary Clinton, the front runner, who is talking to empty rooms all over this country. Well, tens of thousands of people show up to support Bernie Sanders. Spare me that Hillary Clinton is winning. Hillary Clinton is stealing and rigging this election with the help of Democratic operatives such as Roberta Lange, who are cheating the Democratic Party's own rules in Nevada. And, you know, make no mistake, when Barbara Boxer has the audacity to go before the convention attendees in Nevada and say, we need civility in the Democratic Party, civility, as if people standing up protesting, getting angry, standing up for their rights and fighting for democracy is the problem, because they're not sitting down and laying down and dying to your cheat and your bullying and your lies. So the problem is their reaction to your betrayals rather than the betrayals that the Democratic Party continues to commit against its own constituents across this country by rigging and installing a Democratic Party nominee that isn't truly winning this election? We need civility? No, we need truth. We need courage. We need a Democratic Party that will serve the interests of the American people over the interests of their corporate donors. We need politicians within the Democratic Party who are not sold out and only care about their own money interest and their own power interest and only about staying in the good graces of those who buy their campaign and don't give a damn about the American people. Civility? Really, Barbara Boxer? That's what this is about? Don't pull your manipulative reverse psychology on the American people. It's so obvious. We aren't the problem. We aren't the bullies. You are the problem. You are the bullies. And you stand on the wrong side of history and against the American people right now. And this Democratic Party is ensuring in its greed, in its selfishness, and its in its interest to retain its own power that this party is going to fall. And if you don't want to represent the people, good riddance. Let it fall. This, what happened in Nevada, is just one of the many things that have occurred in this election that is going to ensure that this Democratic Party breaks irreparably in two. And let's be very clear, it's not the citizens who are trying to advocate for real change and empowerment within the Democratic Party through a Bernie Sanders campaign that are destroying the party. It is the operatives of the corporate establishment who are betraying its own people and its own constituents that are ensuring the party's own downfall. So remember, you own that, not the people, not Bernie Sanders, you. All right, as always, this is Debbie, the sane progressive. You guys stay sane and peace out.
Well, that was Debbie, the sane progressive. Now, we just heard two independent views, independent of each other, but telling a troublingly similar story and arriving at pretty much the same conclusion. The Nevada convention was illegal and fixed. And the delegate count was engineered to assure Hillary Clinton victory in Nevada. And it is not the first time that this delegate problem has surfaced as an issue. It is not the first time that Hillary's so-called delegate victories have been questioned. and the processes by which she gained this advantage in delegates. But it is interesting that when you get these independent accounts, you see what is really troubling people here. And this is not whether you're a Sanders supporter or a Clinton supporter or anybody is supporting any particular person. What they're all saying, what we've heard since yesterday, and what is consistent about the critiques that we've been getting, is the concern that the process is rigged. It is deeply flawed. It is wrong. It's illegal. I mean, we heard from a congressional candidate who was a delegate. We heard from Dan Roll, who said, what is important here is that the rights of the people were usurped. He said they attempted to even go to the courts to get this thing straightened out. And the court's position was that the state government is not interested in getting involved in party politics. And this comes back to the question that I've been raising. What have we here? What is this? This business of voting being touted as a kind of constitutionally guaranteed right, and people being encouraged to believe that they are exercising their civic duty and a duty that is constitutionally protected. And the parties, both the Republican and Democratic parties, the duopoly, they're doing whatever they want to do. In your face. They are operating a corrupted process. And the people have no way to secure their rights and protect their rights. So what are we looking at here? I'll take this short break and come back to your thoughts. What is going on here? What happened in Nevada? And why aren't we hearing anything about it? This has nothing to do with whether you are a Sanders person or a Clinton person or any other kind of person. This has to do with we have information, credible information from several different sources of a huge, blatant irregularity that occurred at a state party convention in Nevada just this past Saturday. And we have heard nothing about it, despite the fact that it handed a political victory to Hillary Clinton, when in fact it was quite possible that that victory could have gone to her opponent. 888-874-4888 when we come back right after this break. Listening to Lead Stories on PRN.FM. I'm Eutrice Lead, and we're discussing the horrific events of this past weekend, in fact on Saturday, in Nevada, where the state Democratic Party held its convention that by all accounts was extremely irregular and if not illegal, but yet produced a victory for Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders in terms of the allotment of delegates. But we're hearing about a horrendously corrupt process. We're hearing about people trying to get themselves heard. We're hearing about the engineering of an outcome. We're hearing things that are supposed to be very, very disturbing, and all the more so in a presidential primary or presidential race. And we haven't heard much outside of these individual accountings that we're getting. We haven't heard very much about this, as if it doesn't seem to constitute a major concern. Now, you know my position with regard to Bernie Sanders. I have questions about Bernie Sanders and his intent. And as recently as yesterday, I shared with you an article by Dr. James Petras talking about the appearance of progressive candidates who eventually turn out to be shills for the party establishment. And he specifically referred to Jesse Jackson, Dennis Kucinich, Barack Obama, and Bernie Sanders. So even with all of that, in terms of the critique of Sanders, there should be some concern across the board about the process, the voting process. And also, it comes back to the point I've been making. The Democratic Party really has ceased to be useful. It just cannot seem to redeem itself. It just can't seem to go any lower. And the question for people of our community is, why continue to support this? Why be part of this horrific situation? From New York, Patricia, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Utrice. And
hello, how are you?
Just fine, thank you, and how are you?
I'm hanging in.
Okay, we have no other option. You know,
no, we don't.
I am always reminded, Utrice, that the first goal in war is control the propaganda. If it were not for your show and PRN, the way the Nevada incident was portrayed over on the media, I was actually reading about this morning, and what's being portrayed is that the word now is that the Sanders people engaged in raucous disruption, and that they will be a security threat when the convention convenes in Philadelphia. So what they are now putting out is that the Sanders camp are disruptors. They are rabble rousers, and that they now pose a potential threat to the democratic process at the convention in November. And I said to myself, after listening to the show yesterday again, who controls the message controls the propaganda. So unless people listen to progressive media, they are not going to hear the truth.
What does this say to you about the whole process? What does it do to your political orientation with regard to party politics?
Well, you have to remember that Hillary was hoisted and pushed down the throats of New York, is where I live. So we're well aware and familiar with this as a process. People talk about her experience, that she was a two-term senator. Well, again, this was the democratic process in action. I mean, she walked out of the White House, Bill Clinton's wife, and walked into the state of New York with absolutely no experience. So, again, this is a continuation of a pattern that we in New York know only too well.
Should people be concerned about what happened in Nevada, or should we just chalk it up to, well, there's party business and that's the way it turned out?
Well, people should be concerned. However, if they are not aware, there's no alarm to raise. I was speaking with a friend of mine in Georgia just yesterday, and all the things I shared about, and I consider her to be an informed individual, she had never heard and wanted to know where I got my information from, challenging my knowledge of what was going on. So again, if you're depending on regular mass media to inform you, you have absolutely no understanding of what's going on.
Thanks, Patricia, for your call.
Have a good day.
Thanks for getting us started in this discussion today. From San Francisco, Ron, you're on the air. What are you thinking?
Hi, I've got a long experience going back with Barbara Boxer and Dirty Tricks. I was asked by the facility manager of the former Hamilton Air Force Base in Novato, which is north of San Francisco. The base was called Hamilton, and they were putting a fast-track plan through, Barbara Boxer initiated, with Goldman Sachs to create a residential development there. On the site was a Class 1 toxic waste dump site on ground with covering an underground stream in an earthquake fault area. And the facility manager came to me, his name was Larry Gallagher, and asked me to look at it. And we looked at it, and we knew this was a Class 1 site, and we petitioned California to clean it up. And when I did that, I brought media to it. Media gave it some exposure. But then Larry was called in by General Mallory in the Presidio that's in San Francisco, who was in charge of the closure of Hamilton Air Force Base. And he was called in and told that Barbara Boxer's office had called and told him that not to speak to me anymore because I was bringing press to the issue. He turned around and said to me, Ron, this is too important. This is a contaminant, which is a bioaccumulative contaminant, Class 1 site. We store 2,4-D and 2,4-5-T, which is Agent Orange, and all the military waste was dumped into it. It needs to be cleaned up. I brought more media in. The next thing I know, he's called in and told that he's going to be transferred, and he had to retire early because of a congressional input into his employment by Barbara Boxer. And therefore, he retired early without full retirement because of it, rather than being shipped off and not being able to tell the truth. This is a whistleblower hit by the politicians. They never talk at the subject. They did build. They only covered the site, and they methaned out all the toxic particulate 30 feet away to residents of the community, which we're looking at now to see who was newborn to that community and might be a teenager, and to see what kind of constituents might have affected their health in this community. So that's a political dirty trick at a maximum level for personal profit, because that's where I believe Barbara Boxer has helped her retirement fund.
Well, here is Barbara Boxer essentially playing the role of cheerleader at this chaotic convention, basically saying, here, let's hear it for Hillary Clinton and cheering on Hillary Clinton in a process that we are hearing from all these independent sources was very, very irregular to the point of being illegal. What do you say about the process, and should people be concerned about it? Are you hearing anything in San Francisco about what really happened here in Nevada?
Well, not so much specifically to Nevada, but I'm finding out through the associations that I have and people who do call radio shows in the cross country that what we're having is a minimal amount of response from both parties running, that they're not focusing on some of the major issues. The major issues for health would be the government regulations that allow consumer products and food and other products to be put out without regarding the lower levels that are not controlled, which actually bioaccumulate, build up over time, of toxic substances in humans, which are causation factors for cancer and other diseases. And these go untold completely because they're regulations ruled by congressional rule of law, then on to the different departments for regulatory control. And we don't have real regulations that prevent disease because the low levels accumulate. If you're in contact with a multiple of different toxins day after day and they build up in your body tissue and affect your organs in maybe 10 years, 20 or even 30 or 50 years, for the youth they can hit earlier and for the aged they hit fast, we're not really being reported to. We're not really being told. We're treated like children that we don't know. And if you come to terrorism in this country, And you're talking about General Electric has 24 sites, and they're not the only ones, that they store radioactive toxic material that are produced from the radioactive plants, nuclear plants for power across country, that are above ground. Now, if you took a wristwatch and you had 10 of those plants being blown up, you would have dirty bombs that would pollute our globe for 2,000 years with radioactive material. Where's the security at the home front? Where's telling the people what's going on both their consumer products and security in this country? Why waste blood in foreign lands and treasure when we need that protection at home and we need our people to be aware? The American public needs to know the truth. And in the truth, they will make the decisions. But democracy is blinded.
Well, your point is well taken, Ron. Your point is well taken. I want to ask you, though, about process. You are a very savvy person. You're a very politically involved and politically aware person. What are you feeling about this process that supposedly yields a, quote, democratic, with a small d, result of a nominee who gets to be a nominee through this kind of corrupted process?
The problem with the corruption that we have is it's as ancient as any kind of human organization. And the fact is, if we don't allow our public to be aware of the realities of circumstance so that they can make adult decisions, when we only feed our public a knowledge that we want to keep them within program levels of decisions that are not made by the public, the process is incomplete to a democratic society.
In this election cycle, what is your orientation? Where are you leaning toward, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, if I were to be very candid, which it seems to be I have such a mouth for, I would take what Trump speaks of in regard to the needs of the people, and that means that when I say the people, I'm saying the majority of populists. And in the majority of populists, we need security that we feel we're working for something, that we're a part of something. And from my life, I'm in my 70s, and from my lifespan, I've seen that from my beginnings of my work history to today, where I don't know what I'm working for unless I independently create it, because there's no job that's going to give me a future of stability, home, and comfort that I once thought I could have.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your participation today. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, that still leaves us with this question, and a burning question. Why should we tolerate this? It has nothing to do with whether you identify as a Democrat or a Republican or an Independent or Green Party supporter. It has nothing to do with that. Just look at what is unfolding. And you put that in the big picture, and you see that all around systems are proving themselves to be true to themselves. These are systems at work. And their first job is to self-propagate, to maintain themselves as intactly as possible. This should be the top story in terms of national news, that we have voter fraud here, committed here, in front of the cameras. I mean, it's taped, it's videotaped, it's there. The evidence is there. And yet, we don't hear anything about it at all. And what we are hearing, even from the courts, is, you know what, this is party business. You know, we can't get involved, hands off, so that the people in the end are the ones who are being made to pay and being made to play their predicted role in an elaborate scheme designed by unseen hands, but by a system that has its own plans. It has its own way of operating. And this should trouble us. This should cause us to be even more excited about dumping the duopoly, getting them out, making sure that we destroy these systems. They're no good. They're of no use anymore. And we should be getting busy constructing something else that is very different from this experience that we've been talking about yesterday and today. Thanks so much for joining me today. Keep it right here on PRN.FM. Coming up next, Infectious Myth with David Crow. You certainly want to stay tuned for that. You can reach me at Lead Stories, L-E-I-D, stories, at gmail.com. Always a pleasure and a great privilege to be in your company. Thanks so much for joining me today. We'll see each other tomorrow. Bye-bye.